Hey there, and welcome to Your Pocket Sailing Instructor, the number one educational podcast all about sailing. I'm Penny Caldwell, and I have been a sailing coach for over 25 years now. I'm here to help you reach your sailing goals. Whether you're looking for gear reviews, safety tips, or just some fun sailing stories, this podcast will have it all. Your Pocket Sailing Instructor is an educational and fun podcast all about things sailing. I plan on releasing weekly episodes every Monday to help you start off your week on a high note. So grab your coffee and join me for your weekly dose of all things sailing. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Your Pocket Sailing Instructor. I'm Penny. I'm excited to have you join me today. I apologize as I was planning to do a couple episodes while I was in Hawaii, but really, let's face it, as soon as I got there, I just went into maxo relaxo mode and did not get around to doing a couple episodes. So sorry you've had to wait a couple weeks for a new episode, but here we are back again. And yeah, this week I've decided I'm going to dig into a topic that I put together a little while ago, actually, and it's another top 10 list because I just love a quick top 10 list. And this one is top 10 experiences for your sailor. So this is a little bit of kind of a gift giving idea, or maybe even some ideas that you might want to look into for yourself as some excursions or adventures that you might want to look into. But I have a list here of a few things that I've done and a few things that I think would be really fun to do. And so just some ideas of different things that you could potentially gift to yourself or to that special sailor in your life. So once again, thank you so much for tuning in. For those of you who have been here for a while, thanks for hanging out. For those of you who are brand new to the podcast, welcome aboard. Really glad to have you. And please do feel free to like, share, and comment and rate the podcast so that other people can also find it and start listening to the content as well. Also, as usual, please do let me know if you have any topic ideas that you would like me to focus in on. I'm always looking for new content and just, yeah, feedback on what types of things that you guys might be interested in. So with no further ado, let's get going. All right, so one of the first gift ideas here that I have, or excursion ideas, or adventure idea, whatever you want to call it, is a sunset sail. So a sailing cruise for your sailor. This is something that I do offer through my sailing school. I find it really popular. It's really fun for people who are celebrating a special occasion or people who are new to the area. A lot of people come out to Nelson just to tour around. It's a very touristy town. And this is actually one of the things that we did while we were in Hawaii. So it's always exciting for me as a kind of a professional sailor to go on a boat that somebody else is in charge of. I get to sit back and relax a little bit and see how somebody else handles things. And so that's one of the things that we did while we were out in Hawaii. And doing a sunset sail is really fun. It can be a little bit challenging because you may not get a lot of wind. So depending on where you are, generally once the sun starts to set, the wind will go away. Once the sun is down, the wind might come back. That's what happens here in Nelson. So be prepared for a little bit of a dead zone potentially, but really this type of adventure or excursion is really about just being on the boat in a magical place at a magical time when the sun is setting. And it is a really great way to celebrate any kind of special occasion. And a lot of different sailing schools, charter companies, and so on will offer some sort of sunset sail where sometimes you can have dinner and some drinks and just sit back and enjoy the view. So that would be one of my first kind of experiences that you could gift to one of your sailors or maybe even yourself. So my next item here is actually a private sailing lesson. So this is also a great, great gift that you can give to your sailor because they can tailor the content to make sure that you are learning or they are learning the things that they want to focus on. So potentially if your sailor has something specific like docking or maybe anchoring or reefing or just, you know, sail trim, they really want to work on a specific technique, getting a private lesson in with a a really good instructor and a really good coach is an excellent way to expand that skill. And that is a really great gift to be giving someone, because it is definitely a unique experience. And definitely for those of us who are potentially Scottish and a little bit cheaper, it's not necessarily something that we would think of purchasing for ourselves. So it is a very thoughtful gift to give someone a private sailing lesson. So that is my next option, number two here on top 10 experiences for your sailor. Number three is a little bit more involved, but it would be a weekend sailing getaway. So a lot of charter companies will potentially offer a weekend destination where you can head off and sail potentially to one or two different islands where you'll get to do some snorkeling, some swimming, maybe a dinner will be prepared for you as well, a little bit of a fancier occasion. You could be doing a destination type sail where you're going to be going on shore and having some sort of unique experience. But basically a weekend getaway is really nice because it's not a huge, I guess, time commitment. So we're looking at, you know, a couple nights maybe away on the boat. And also potentially if you have a situation where one of you is a really avid sailor and the other person is still potentially on the fence about it, this is a great way to introduce that person to what it's like to be on a boat for a couple days without having them feel like they're stuck on the boat and they have to, you know, participate and just grin and bear it until the end of the week. So it's a great way to give a little bit of a live aboard type of situation, a bit of a sample. So depending on the size of the vessel and everything, you will have potentially other people on the boat with you as well. So there may be some crew dynamics that you'll have to think about there, and hopefully you have your own cabin and all that kind of stuff, but definitely a weekend sailing getaway where you have a chartered boat, everything's taken care of. And again, maybe there's some water excursions or land excursions that you're going to participate in. It's a really, really unique and thoughtful gift. So that one I have here as number three. Number four, this would be definitely for your kind of hardcore sailor or your sailor who is interested potentially in exploring some more challenging type of sailing. And this would be basically having them participate in some sort of regatta. So there are all kinds of different levels of regattas that you can get into. You could just do local kind of sailing club races where they have evening races, or you could definitely get into more advanced races such as, you know, Clipper Around the World race and all that kind of stuff. So there's basically everything for every level here. But basically, if you are looking to give your sailor or your sailors interested in a really kind of more challenging experience, or again, I should say, if you are looking for a more challenging experience, participating in a regatta is a great way to do that. So a lot of regattas will have crew banks where you can sign up, or you can even purchase your crew spot on a boat ahead of time where you get to participate in the race and so on. And so having that kind of participation is a really unique way of getting out on the water, getting to experience sailing in a whole new way, potentially out on a boat that you have never been on before. I would assume probably a quite a large boat depending on the regatta. So this is a really unique experience that will be remembered by your sailor for sure for many, many years to come, and hopefully in a good way. Hopefully they don't get stuck with a kind of nasty captain or somebody who's a little more a salty sea captain. But usually this can be a pretty great experience. So I highly recommend dipping your toes into the world of racing and becoming a regatta participant. All right, so my next one here on the list, number five, is pretty cool. And this is something that I often look into even for myself, but it is a sailing expedition adventure. So in this case, you are looking to do something that is quite unique. Potentially, you're going to participate in some sort of expedition. I find that a lot of sailboats will have some sort of research component to them where they are out researching certain things. So there are a lot of different types of expeditions expeditions that you can join and sign up for. And that would be a really, really unique experience. So one of the things that I've been kind of toying with is my husband and I were really big skiers. We really love to ski. Obviously, I'm a big sailor. I love to sail. Sailing is kind of a newer thing for my husband. And so I've been kind of looking into some of these expeditions in Norway where you can go and you can sail, and then you anchor and you take your skis and you head up on shore and you skin up a mountain and you ski back down. So I think that would be a really unique way to kind of blend both of our kind of outdoor adventurous needs. And it also gives me an opportunity to introduce him to a little bit more of the live aboard type of lifestyle on the boat. It also, he's not a huge fan of warm, hot climates. So it also keeps him in a cooler climate, which will make him very happy. So any kind of expedition like that can really, it's really, really unique, really adventurous. So I would say that if you are looking to gift yourself or your sailor, or maybe as a couple, you're looking to do something a bit different, definitely looking into some sort of expedition or adventure is a really cool idea. Because not only, you know, are you thinking about the destination and where you're going, but also along the way, you're going to be potentially participating in some pretty cool experiences as far as, again, like I said, if you're doing like a research type expedition or something that revolves around another sport. I've seen them where you sail to different places and then you hop on a bike and you do some cycling. So there are some pretty creative types of expeditions out there. So a sailing expedition is a really great idea, a great experience, a great gift, and something really fun that you guys could do potentially together. My next thing here would be to gift a navigation or seamanship type of course. So navigation, obviously, you can do coastal navigation, celestial navigation. A lot of navigation courses tend to be on the theoretical side. So you're doing all of your theory and book work and stuff. Whereas if you can find something that's a little bit more hands-on, that would be really cool, in my opinion. I think that getting out onto the boat and doing the navigation while you're sailing is really going to start to test your knowledge, your abilities, your seamanship skills. And that's really the best way to solidify some of those skills. So if you can find something that's maybe a mix of an expedition and a navigation course, I think that would be pretty cool. But again, anytime that you are gifting the gift of knowledge, that is usually greatly appreciated by most people. So that, again, might be something that your sailor might not think of gifting themselves. And it would definitely be a great, unique way for them to expand their knowledge and their seamanship toolbox. So some of the seamanship courses that you could look into, there are a whole bunch of different courses. Some of them will focus on learning new knots and learning new things about rope work. You will probably be able to find specific courses about docking, for instance. There could be outboard or inboard engine maintenance courses. So it could really vary. Again, it would be a great idea maybe to get a list of different aspects of boating and boating safety and knowledge and some of the gaps or areas that your sailor is interested in learning more about. And then you can take those ideas and start to research a little bit of how you could potentially gift some of those ideas or some of those experiences to help your sailor reach that next level. So that's my number six here, is gifting a navigation or seamanship course where they can expand and enhance their seamanship skills. The next one is a really fun one, and this is one that I've done a couple times now, but a sailing vacation package. So basically a charter, depending on where you are at with your personal level of sailing or the other people that you might be sailing with, you might be looking at doing what's called a bare boat charter, where you will be responsible for the boat, or you might be looking at doing a skippered charter where someone else is responsible for the boat and you're either there as crew or you're there simply as a passenger. So there are a huge variety of different types of vacation packages that you can do and that you can participate in, different levels of involvement, like I just mentioned. So really, do your research on that. I did a whole series about chartering and about different how to kind of take a look at what destination you might want to go to and why you would want to go there and so on. So definitely worthwhile to have a listen to those episodes. And I will be digging into more about destinations as I learn more about destinations myself as well, because I am doing some planning for the next few years. My goal is to have 2 charters a year, one in February and one in October. Each year, and start to explore some new places and start to do some sailing vacations, not just for myself, but also again for my husband, family, bring, you know, I have lots of students that are interested and friends. So definitely keep an ear out for those. But a sailing vacation or some sort of sailing charter obviously is a really great experience and gift for your sailor. And depending again on what they're hoping to learn as far as seamanship skills, you could even talk to the skipper. If you're getting a chartered or a skippered charter, you could talk to them too about, you know, how your sailor could be involved in some of the things on the boat so that they can expand their knowledge as well. All right, so my number 8 top experience here for your sailor or for yourself. If you're like me, I do a lot of research about these things. Then I'm like, hey, I'd like to do that. is basically a tall ship cruise. So if you have ever been on a tall ship, they are freaking cool. So just the scale of things on the boat, the fact that 90% of the things are made out of wood, and just kind of seeing kind of the authenticity and what some of these boats used to look like and how they still look now and how they sail as well. It's just a really fascinating experience. I find it fascinating. So if you're a boat geek like I am, it's really neat to get out onto a tall ship. It's even more exciting if you can participate and help with the sails, get the sails set, just kind of learning how everything works on the boat. When I was a kid, I always wanted to do one of those tall ship cruises where I could go and, you know, do class afloat basically and do high school while I was sailing. Never really managed to sell that one to my parents, but I still hold on to the dream. I've been trying to actually talk my daughters into doing it. They're not really interested either. I don't know why. But anyways, so a tall ship sail is a great, great gift in my opinion. I think they're pretty cool. So definitely that would be a really unforgettable, fun experience. Now, the next one, number 9, is one that actually we did a couple of these while we were in Hawaii, and they were super, super cool. And it's a wildlife watching tour. So again, like I mentioned, I always love being out on the water when I'm not in charge of anything. It's just really fun for me to sit back and kind of relax a little bit and again, see how other people manage their boats and stuff. So we did 2 of these while we were in Hawaii. One was we went snorkeling with turtles, and that was amazing. So we were out on a 50-foot catamaran. Again, didn't have to do anything. Awesome. We went to a particular reef where there are a lot of turtles that come out, and they basically, it's like a cleaning station for them. So they hang out there, the fish come out and clean off all of the algae and barnacles and stuff off of the turtles. And yeah, it was just really, really neat to watch. So basically they tie off the boat on a mooring ball that's been put out for this specific purpose. And then we grab our snorkel gear and we spend about an hour and a half in the water, just watching the fish, the turtles. You have to maintain a good amount of distance from the turtles. So everybody's making sure that they're staying away. And in this case, we were in Hawaii in February, which is kind of their rainy season or their lower tourist season. And we were lucky that we were almost the only boat that was there the whole time. So I think there were only 20 of us on this boat. And so we basically had the place to ourselves, which was really cool. So that was one wildlife watching tour that we did. And while we were doing that, there were also a couple of whales that were going by. There was a mom with a calf, and that was really neat to see as well. And then the other one that we did, which was one of my daughter's ideas, which I wouldn't have thought of myself, but we went swimming with sharks. So super cool animals. I don't have anything against sharks. I've actually never seen Jaws, but I know that a lot of people have negative views of sharks, but I don't necessarily. But yeah, we went swimming with sharks. We were in a cage, so that was fine. It was really neat too. Like, they're just beautiful creatures, really majestic and very docile, just hanging around, swimming around us. And it was a really, really neat experience. So not something that I've ever really thought of doing. But when I started looking into it and reading up about it and reading up about the sharks and basically how it would all work, I ended up getting really excited about this particular excursion. And again, we lucked out. The weather had not been great wind-wise the previous 3 days, so they had to cancel all of their tours. And the day that we went out, hardly any wind, just your typical Pacific Ocean swell, nothing too crazy. And same thing, we actually saw several whales. We even got a tail wag at one point as one dove down for a deep dive. So it was really, really neat experience. So anytime that you can do kind of a responsible wildlife watching tour, and I don't want to say responsible in a bad way, but just kind of obviously out with a reputable company that knows what they're doing and that encourages conservation and animal safety and all that kind of stuff, is a really, really cool experience that you can gift to yourself, to your sailor, whatever. That's a memory that the four of us are going to have, you know, for the rest of our lives. And definitely both of those experiences were main highlights of our trip to Hawaii. So that was really cool to see. And the last kind of thing that I have here on my list is not necessarily an experience, but it is basically gifting an equipment upgrade or a boat upgrade. So potentially there's something that might be on your boat that your sailor has been thinking about, oh, I need to replace this, or I want to upgrade this. And maybe they don't quite know how, they don't know how to approach the project or whatever. So there's a couple different ways that you can approach this. And one of these would be basically having some sort of professional or somebody who can come out to the boat, see what they want to work on, and then help them figure out how to do that. Or, you know, helping to pay for that person to come and fix that item or upgrade that item for your sailor in particular. So I know that for myself, my boat list is constantly going and growing, and I'm constantly, you know, one step ahead and then three behind. It's just how it is with boat work. So, you know, find out from your sailor if there are potential things on their boat that are causing them some concern, or that they would really like to upgrade, but they're just kind of humming and hawing and they're not sure about it. So maybe there is somebody in your community that you can hire to help your sailor figure out how to go about upgrading this equipment. Or maybe you can just upgrade the equipment for them if they do know what they want. So not an experience necessarily, but more of a gift. And it can turn into an experience if you do kind of take the path of having somebody teach your sailor how to upgrade or change or replace whatever it is that they're looking to change for the boat. So that's how it can kind of turn into a bit of an enhanced experience for them. All right, so I'm going to wrap up this top 10 list here. I hope that you kind of got a little bit of motivation or some ideas percolating about maybe some gifts for your sailor, gifts for yourself, or maybe some different trips or things to plan or think about in the future that involve sailing as well. And I'm looking forward to bringing you some more episodes next week. I'm going to start digging into some more equipment type things and talking about docking with and without crew and start getting into more technical stuff again. So I look forward to chatting with you next week. I hope you have a wonderful week. Bye.